Welcome again to our weekly podcast. Today I want to take you to Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens, and through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you've set in place, what is mankind that you're mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You've made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Well, I don't know if someone took the poet by the hand and showed him where to look. And I don't know if, like Job, he first had to answer a few questions from God before he realized that he was experiencing something extraordinary. All we know is that what his little shaky finger is pointing at and what his voice that's filled with emotion is telling us. Overwhelmed by what he is seeing, we only hear one thing from this poet. How great is God? How majestic are you, Lord? Just look at what the Lord has done. We see his amazement when he calls out, "Us, Lord? You, Lord, you look at us? You think about us? You trust us with your important work? You made something out of nothing, and you allow us to be part of that? Oh, Lord, you're so amazing. You're so good." The secret, I think, behind the poet's passion is because he could see further than the length of his little list of wants and needs. That he looked past the brokenness and the burdens of the world. And that he saw not just a star, but the star. And when he saw the star, he pointed him out to everyone. Now, you will remember from Matthew's gospel that stargazers are also travelers. And even if it's only in their imagination, they often go off on real and new and wonderful adventures. And with bright eyes and hearts full of joy, you'll see them go on these adventures, even if it's just in their mind, because they are following the path that the great I Am is showing them. And their greatest joy as they meet people on their travels is to call them closer and then to point them upwards and say, "Look." Maybe it's time for us to become stargazers again. Maybe it's time for us to look for that star. That star that will make me say like the poet, "Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth." Amen. I hope you've had a wonderful week. And maybe if there's a little bit of no clouds out there this evening, maybe you can go out and just look up to the sky and just look at the stars. And maybe you can point with your finger and say, "Oh Lord, oh Lord, how majestic is your work in all of this earth." Be blessed, my friends. Until next time.